Good evening. I'm Bree Ripley for Yellowstone Public Radio News in Billings. Congressional Republicans are moving forward with legislation to roll back the Endangered Species Act amid complaints that the 44-year-old law hinders drilling, logging, and other activities. House and Senate committees were holding simultaneous meetings today on bills to revise the law and limit lengthy and costly litigation associated with it. The bills come as a federal court lifted federal protections for gray wolves in Wyoming, and the presidential administration is removing protections for grizzly bears in and near Yellowstone National Park. House Natural Resources Committee Chairman Rob Bishop said the bills would curb excessive litigation and allow officials to focus on actual species conservation. Representative Raul Grijalva, the panel's senior Democrat, said the endangered species law, quote, does not need congressional meddling to work better, unquote. Instead, he says that it needs congressional support. The Montana Fire Marshal's Office is helping Anaconda Police investigate two fires that happened less than 2 days apart on the same street in downtown Anaconda, including one that destroyed a historic mansion. The first fire was reported around 11:30 Saturday night. The blaze destroyed the Shields Mansion, built in 1894. Owner Vince Reese says the mansion had been empty for 8 years, and he was renovating it. He says there was no electricity in the house, so lightning has been ruled out as a cause. He believes someone set the fire. Reese says the building cannot be salvaged. Another fire at 5:30 a.m. Monday caused smoke damage in the building that houses the KANA AM radio station. Anaconda Fire Chief R.J. Tuescher says officials are still investigating the cause of the fires and whether they're related. An attorney for a group fighting the Keystone XL pipeline says the organization plans to appeal a South Dakota judge's decision upholding state regulators' approval for the pipeline to cross the state. Dakota Rural Action attorney Robin Martinez said today that the Conservation and Family Agriculture Group plans to raise the issue to the South Dakota Supreme Court. Others could also appeal. Judge John Brown last month affirmed a Public Utilities Commission decision that was challenged by Native American tribes, landowners, and others. Martinez says the High Court will have an opportunity to look at issues that affect the pipeline and how the commission operates. The project would move crude oil from Canada across Montana and South Dakota to Nebraska, where it would connect with existing pipelines feeding refineries along the Gulf Coast. A horse in northeast Wyoming has tested positive for West Nile virus. Dr. Marshall Kaur of the Animal Medical Center in Gillette said a horse under their treatment was wobbly and unsteady, and a lab test confirmed it had West Nile. Kaur tells the Gillette News Record that the horse is expected to make a full recovery. He noted that only a third of horses testing positive for the disease succumbed to it. Horses, humans, and certain species of bird are the most susceptible to West Nile. Horse owners are encouraged to have their horses vaccinated for West Nile once a year. A third round of buyout offers may be coming to the University of Montana. Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian announced the possible action on Tuesday. The Missoulian reports the university sent out early retirement incentives to almost 100 employees in May and June. About 20 employees express interest, but the deals are not yet finalized. The university's budget has been under strain in recent years due to declining enrollment. The state legislature set aside $2 million to buy out 48 faculty members, which would have saved the university $4 million in personnel costs. Christian says his office is working with the university to find ways to interest more people in the buyouts, which offered a package worth 50% of the faculty members' annual salary. A lawsuit filed against Wyoming contends the state violates the civil rights of women by denying them access to a corrections boot camp that provides young male offenders an alternative to incarceration. Taylor Blanchard is suing on behalf of herself and other women who would be eligible for the program if it were not for their gender. The lawsuit filed in federal court contends that by failing to operate a boot camp for women, the Wyoming Department of Corrections has effectively barred women from participating in the youthful offender program. The Casper Star Tribune reports that the program offers offenders under the age of 25 a chance to reform themselves and become eligible for early release. Corrections Department spokesman Mark Horan says the agency doesn't typically comment on active litigation. This has been Yellowstone Public Radio News for Wednesday, July 19th. Have a good evening.